Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Dalet, 6 lines from the top of Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph stated that a man can be Mekadosh a woman through Kesef Shtar Rabia, and the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Beis, the Gemara asked 3 questions. Number 1, Kesef and Olin, how do we know that a man can be Mekadosh a woman with Kesef? And the Gemara then asked the following 2 questions, that since the Pasuk and Pasuki Seisei states, B'negeir Din of Meitzi Shemra, V'oma Avia Naira El Azakenim, as Bitan Satelish Hazeh, we certainly know that the father of a Tana or Naira has a right to be Mekadosh his daughter, who's either a Ketana or a Naira. And even though at the end of the Gemara it's not exactly clear how we actually know that a father can be Mekadosh his daughter that's a Naira, however, Ayin and Taisis in Masechtas Ketubos on Daf Mem Vav and Beis, who explains this point. But the Gemara now asks, how do we know that when a father is Mekadosh his daughter, that number one, the father can be Mekadosh her through the Kinyan of Kesef, and number two, that the father has the right to keep the Kesef Kedushin or the value of any Shtar that was used for Kedushin or the money that was used in order to have the right to do Biyah with this woman, L'shem Kedushin? In order to answer these questions, ultimately the Gemara brought a teretz from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav. We learned his dinim from the pasuk by an Amar Avriah, which states V'yatzal Chinim in Kesef. And since the Torah could have only said V'yatzal Chinim, so the words in Kesef are extra. And we learn in Kesef La'adin Zeh, Al V'yesh Kesef La'adin Acher. Now, although when an Amar Avriah leaves the rishus of the Adin when she becomes a Naira, there is no requirement for her to pay any money to the Adin. But when she leaves another type of Adin, which Gemara explains is her father's rishus through Kedushin, then there will be Kesef, and that Kesef will go to her father, and therefore we clearly see that when a man is Mekadosh's daughter, he will receive the Kesef Kedushin, and therefore clearly we also see that it is possible to be Mekadosh a woman with Kesef, as otherwise how would her father be receiving Kesef at the time that he is Mekadosh's daughter? And our Gemara will now discuss this drasha of V'yatzal Chinam and Kesef, and the Gemara begins, B'hai V'yatzal Chinam and Kesef L'hachi Udasa, how can you tell me that the words in Kesef is extra, and therefore we learn out, in Kesef L'adin Zeh, we need the entire pasuk for the following brisa and for the following limud. The Tanya, as we looked at the brisa, that when the pasuk says v'yatzal chinam in kasef, it doesn't tell us who we're referring to and how old this young woman was. And therefore, when the pasuk says v'yatzal chinam, so we learn out eli may bagris. This is teaching us that a woman will go out from the rishus of the adin when she becomes a bagris. And we know when a young girl is 12 years old and she brings simanim, then she becomes a naira in the period of time between when a girl becomes a Naira and then when she becomes a full-fledged Gedoyla takes 6 months, and after 6 months she becomes a Bagris. So at that point she surely will go out from the Adin. And in Kesef, and when the Torah tells us in Kesef Eli Mei Nairis, is teaching us that a woman goes out free and she's no longer an Amariah once she becomes a Naira. And Rashi says simply in Kesef El Adava Achim Reitzia Eli Mei Nairis, that there's something else that takes her out from the Rishus of the Adin, and that is the days of Nairis. And Rashi points out the question that should be bothering everyone, Lukamei Par, and later on this Amid, the Gemara will ask, Michinafkala Minarius Bagris Mayabilte, since an Amar Avriah who is an Naira goes out from the Rishus of the Adin, so certainly she's no longer an Amar Avriah by the time she becomes a Begaris, and why would we need 2 different Limudim? Lemaisa, the Gemara is asking, the how can we say that based on the fact that the Torah says, V'yatzachinim Ein Kesef, the words Ein Kesef are extra, and therefore we're going to learn Ein Kesef La'adin Zeh, Aviyesh Kesef La'adin Achar, if the words Ein Kesef are actually teaching us that an Amar Avriah who becomes a Naira goes out L'chiris and leaves the Rishus of the Adin? And the Gemara answers Amar Avinah that in Chinam we need the Pesukim of Yatzal Chinam and Kesef to teach us the din of Bagris and to teach us the din of Nairis. But in Cain, if so, that's all it's coming to teach us, Le Mikra in Kesef, and it didn't have to say the Yud, as Rashi says, and the Gemara will say in a moment that Lemaisa the Pasuk says, Me'ein Yivami B'negei Yibum, and over there it's not spelled with Yud, and over here also we didn't need a Yud, and Mai in Kesef, why did the Torah use an extra letter and use an extra Yud, and it says in Kesef, and we learn out in Kesef, Lanazeh, Avayesh Kesef. The Gemara continues that Ravina is really bothered that how can you say that you're going to use the ex yud for a limud if l'chari would seem that the standard way to write the word ein is aleph yud nun, and therefore the yud should not be extra, and how could you use this as a limud? And the Gemara explains, how do I know that we could dash in an ex yud when it says the lashon ein? The Gemara brings a brisa as the Tanya we learned in the brisa. This brisa will be discussing a bas kayin, a daughter of a kayin, who while she was by her father's home, she was able to eat truma, and then she went and got married to Yisrael, and of course at that point she's no longer able to eat truma. However, the pasuk tells us in Pashas Emor Ubas Koyin Kisi Amano Grusha V'Zera Ingla V'Shavel Besavia Kinurel Milechem Avia Teichal V'Chalzal LaYechabai, that once a bas koyin becomes Amano Grusha and is no longer married to the Yisrael, as long as she never had any children from the Yisrael, therefore she'll go back to her father's home and she'll be able to eat truma once again. Brisa states V'Zera Ingla, the pasuk says that she never had any children from the Yisrael, and the Brisa teaches us in Shimli Elazara, that we only see that if she only had children, then she can't eat truma, Zerazayim Nayin. And we know that even if Rachel had a child who was from Israel, and then that child predeceased her prior to dying, that child had another child, and therefore Rachel at this point has a grandchild that came from Israel, that the din would be that if she gets divorced or she becomes almana from Israel, she would not go back to her father's home and she would no longer be able to eat truma. And the Brisa teaches us, Talmud Lema Zera Ein La, that since the Pasuk says Aleph Yud Nun and it uses the extra Yud, therefore we learn out Ayin La as if it uses an Ayin Yud Nun, and we dash in that you have to look into her and research her very well to see if she didn't have any children from this Israel at all, and since she has grandchildren at this point, she would still be no longer be able to eat truma, and she would not go back to her father's home. And the Brisa continues and seems to use the same drasha for another limud, and the Brisa says, "Ein li al zerakasha," we would only know that a woman loses her right to eat truma, and even though she was a bas koyin, she would not return to her father's home if she had zerakasha from this man, zerapasa benayin. And we know that if this descendant is not a zerakasha but is a mamza, she still would not be able to eat truma any longer. Tamaloyma zera inla ayinla. Once again, because the pasuk says aleph yud nun, therefore we learn out as if it says an ayin, as an aleph and ayin are interchangeable, and therefore we look into her and we research her to see if she had any children, and even if this child is a mamza, that would be enough to passel her from eating truma. Haysis and Diva Maskel Zera Pasul Menayin points out that it can't be that we're talking about a case where Rachel had bia or had a relationship with someone that caused her child to be a mamza. And as Haysis explains, Kivish Nivel Pasla, once Rachel had bia with someone that's pasata, pasul menakuna, and she would not be able to eat truma in any case. Therefore, Taisa says, Hilkot Lekel Lefarish Zera Pasul Mamish, we can't say we're talking about where Rachel had a child who was a mamza. Ella Zera Zaira, we're talking about a scenario, Rachel had a child that was kosher, and then that child went and had a beard to someone that was puzzled to him, and therefore they had a child that was a mamzer. Then Rachel's child predeceased her, and Rachel got divorced, or she became an almana. The pasuk teaches us that since Rachel has a grandchild from Yisrael, even though that grandchild is a puzzle, she's still usa to eat truma. And Lemaisa Ravina proves that we see from this brisa that when the Torah writes the word ayin and it writes it with a yud, that we could dash in the extra letter, and therefore when the pasuk says v'yatzachinim in kasef and use the extra yud, therefore we could dash in that in kesef ladin zeh, avayesh kesef ladin achar. The Gemara now wraps up the brisa that we just brought and asks a question on this brisa, that how could the brisa tell us that we also learn a second limud from the lashon of zera in law, and we learn out that zera pasul would also passel this woman from eating truma, but fictal zera zara. We already used the limud of zera in law to teach us that if she had a grandchild that was a yisrael, that she would no longer be able to eat truma, and therefore how can you learn two things from one pasuk? And the Gemara says zera zara lo itzukra. They really for zera zara we didn't need a pasuk at all. The bnei banim harein kebanim, as the Gemara in Yevamos teaches us that bnei banim is considered like children, and therefore it's pashut us that if Rachel had a grandchild who was Yisrael, she would no longer be able to eat truma. And ki itzukra is zera pasul. And in the chanami, the only time that we actually need the pasuk of bezera in law to teach us ayin law is only bnegei zera pasul. The Gemara continues that in the chanami, Ravina just brought a raya from a brisa that the Tanoim would dash in the extra yud of the word ayin, but the Gemara now asks, "V'tana gufei minoli the darashachi." How did Tana know to dash in a pasuk when it has the extra yud? As l'chira, maybe that's the way the Torah writes the word ayin. And the Gemara answers, "Amri that we said ksiv me'ain bilam," and it says me'ain yavami, and since over there it says the lashon of ayin, the like sibu yud, and it doesn't say yud, v'hach ksiv be'yud, and over here it has the extra yud. Shema minoli l'drashu dasa. Since the Torah could have written the word ayin without a yud, and it writes it with a yud, therefore we're able to use it as a drasha, and Ravina says that's the drasha of in kesef, that we use the extra yud to teach us in kesef ladin zeh, v'yesh kesef ladin achar, and that's why in the Brisa the Tana also taught us from the pasuk of zera in law, ayin law. And the Gemara continues that we just finished to explain how we learned at a pasuk of yatzachinim in kesef, that in kesef ladin zeh, v'yesh kesef ladin achar, that a father has a right to the kesef kedushin of his daughter. The Gemara will now focus on the pasuk that we had on daf gimel and beis, which stated v'chiyum ke'ishes bitul amah, and the Gemara brought a limud that ma amah ma'isi yedel l'rabba, that just obey an amah v'ya, ha ma'isi yedayim, go to her master, at basnami ma'isi yedel l'avya, also b'negeya, aktano anayra, ha ma'isi yedayim, go to her father. Our Gemara is bothered that l'chiyah, why would we need two different psukim to teach us that the father receives kesek kedushin of his daughter, and he also has a right to the ma'isi yedayim of his daughter, if l'chiyah, even though we said on daf gimel and beis, that m'mayinim yisur le'yafinan, and m'mayinim y'knasa le'yafinan, but certainly mamon for mamon we could learn, and therefore the Torah should have just said one pasuk, and we would be able to learn that both the kesef kedushin and ma'isi yedayim of his daughter goes to the father. And the Gemara therefore states v'istrich l'michtav kedusha l'aviyah v'istrich l'michtav ma'isi yedayim l'aviyah, that the Torah had to write the pasuk of yatzachinim and kesef to teach us that the kesef kedushin goes to the father. The pasuk also has to teach us v'chiyum ke'ishes bitul Rama in order to teach us that a father is Zoicha in the Maisi Yadayim of his daughter. The Gemara explains, the Ikas Rechmana Kedusha Laviyah, if the Pasuk would just say, V'yatzah Chinam and Kesef, and we learn that the Kesef Kedushin goes to our father, have a Mina Meshun Dele Tachabu, we would think that's because that the woman and the girl was not Matriach in the Kesef Kedushin, and therefore the father has the right to Kesef Kedushin. Our Maisi there, the Katachabu, Eimodi Dahava, however, her Maisi Yadayim, which she had to be Matriach in order to earn this money, so maybe that would belong to her. V'yashmina Maisi there, and if the Torah would only tell us, V'chiyimka Ishas Bita La'ama, that a father has the right to the Maisi Yadayim of his daughter, so you might think the Kamas Azmine, that's because the father supports his daughter, and as Rashi says, V'daita al Maisi Yadayim, the Shechicha, and therefore his das is that he wants a Maisi Yadayim in exchange for supporting her, and that's something that's Shechiach, and therefore he thought about it. Avakadushah de Me'amaka Asila, but Benegay Kadushin, which is like a windfall, and as Rashi says, V'lehoisidaita aleim lezoyna b'shvilam, therefore when a father supports his daughter, it's not based on thinking that it's because he's going to receive the Kadushin of his daughter at some point. Maybe over there, the Torah does not give the father the right to Kesef Kedushin, and that would belong to the daughter. Tzricha, and therefore we need both of these psukim. Ayin and Taisus in Masechtas Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin and Beis, where he points out, how could our Gemara say that the Torah would be telling us that the Maisi Dayim of the daughter go to the father because he supports her? There is no chiv on a father to support his daughter midiraisa. And Taisus says, the Avagav de Mraisa in Chayib in Mazenis Pitoi, Ella de Uchremilsu, Shuzonaisa, the Maisa, it's the standard way that a father would support his daughter. And therefore we say that it must be that when he supports his daughter, it's al das that he's going to receive her Maisi Yadayim. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, we learned at the top of the Amid, V'yatzah Chinam Elu Yimei Bagris, that from the Pasuk of V'yatzah Chinam we learn out, and the Amid Riyah becomes a Begeris, goes out from the Rishus of the Adon, and is no longer considered Amid Riyah. In Kesef, Elu Yimei Nairis, and when the Pasuk tells us, in Kesef, that's coming to teach us, that once an Amid Riyah becomes a Naira, she goes out from the Rishus of the Adon. And the Gemara continues, V'lich Rechmana Nairis, V'lei Be'y Bagris, that why did Terry have to say, V'yatzah Chinam in Kesef? Terry should have just said one of these terms, and we will learn that Amid Riyah goes out free when she becomes a Naira. The Gemara will bring three terutzim. Amar Rabba, the first teretz is that Rabba says, Bazeh v'limud al zeh, that since the Pasuk did not say the word Naira explicitly, and therefore, if the Pasuk would have just said one of these terms, we would have said that's referring to a Begeris. It's only once an Amar Riyah becomes a Begeris that she goes out free and she no longer serves the Adon. However, if she only is a Naira, maybe she would have to stay and serve the Adon until she becomes a Begeris. That is why the Torah had to teach us two terms in order to be able to say, V'yatzah chinam eli mei bagris, and ein kasef eli mei nairis. And as Rashi says, Mitech shalei pirish nairis b'mikra, elu me'iluv hu lamad, she'en lanu dava acha litlois yitziyasabai. Once we have two terms, therefore we only have the din of naira to exclude and to say that she's able to go out free at the point that she becomes a naira. Hutzuch lichtu shneim, and that's why we had to write both in the pasuk. Because of chad, if we only say one, havamina bagris hu dash mina kra, havanairis loy mapik la, but if she becomes a naira, she does not go out lechiris. And therefore, by the fact that we have two different limudim, so it must be that one of them is coming to teach us that Naira goes out. Rabbi continues that how do we know that this is something that the Torah does? And Rabbi says, because I find precedent, and just like we find by the Pasuk B'negei Truma that the Torah tells us that any Zor cannot eat Truma, and the Pasuk continues that even though that Ever Kanani of a Kohen can eat Truma, as an Ever Kanani is considered the Kinyan Kasbai of the Kohen. However, Toshav Kayin v'Sacher lo yechel kaidish, the Toshav of a Kayin or the Sacher of a Kayin, not eat Truma. We have a Brisa that defines for us the Lashon of Toshav and the Lashon of Sacher. The Tanya, as we learned in the Brisa, Toshav zeh konu kinyan eilom. When the Pasuk tells us the word Toshav, that's referring to an Eved Ivri that's already in Nirtzah. The Torah is telling us that even though this Nirtzah has to work for the Kayin until Yovel, and therefore he's considered part of the Kayin's family for such a long time, he's still unable to eat Truma. And Sacher zeh konu kinyan shanim. When the Torah uses the term Sacher, it's referring to an Eved Ivri that was Koni for a certain and specific amount of years, which is of course referring to a standard Eved Ivri that's bought for 6 years. And the Torah is teaching us that an Eved Ivri that's only bought for a specific amount of years can also not eat Truma and is also not considered Kinyan Kasper of the Kohen. And L'chari, it's Poshet that if an Eved Ivri that's a Nirtza is not considered Kinyan Kasper of the Kohen, so certainly someone that's an Eved Ivri only Lushanim will not be considered Kinyan Kasper of the Kohen. And why did Torah have to say both the words Teshuv and Sacher? And as the Gemara continues, and now is Yoyim Toshav lo Yoyim Sacher. The why did the Torah just say the Lashon Toshav? And we know that the Eved Ivri that's in Nitzan is Koni Kinyan Olam cannot eat Truma and is not considered Kinyan Kasper of the Kohen, and therefore certainly a Sacher is not considered Kinyan Kasper of the Kohen. Why would the Torah have to tell us Toshav and Sacher? And as the Gemara says, Vani Oymen, I would say Koni Kinyan Olam Einu Yoichel. Even Eved Ivri who's in Nitzan and therefore is acquired through Yovel, not considered Kinyan Kasper and therefore can't eat Truma. So Koni Kinyan Shanim like Koshkin, certainly someone that was only bought for for 6 years will certainly not be able to eat Trumah. And the Braisa continues and explains, similar to the Teretz Rabbah, that Ilu Kain, if the Torah would have only used one term and would have said, for example, only the word Toshev, Hayisi Aymed, then I'd say, Toshev Zek Kana Kinyan Shanim. When the Torah says Toshev, the definition of Toshev is referring to an Eved Ivri that was only bought for 6 years. Only in that case is it not considered Kinyan Kasper the Kain and he can't eat Trumah, Ava Kana Kinyan Oilam Oichel. But then we would say that maybe if there's an Eved Ivri that's a Nirza, and therefore the Kain owes him until Yaival, then maybe that is Kinyan Kasper the Kain, and Nirza would be similar to an Eved Kanani and would be able to eat Trumah. So Bas Sachav, Vilimin Al Toshev, Sha'afabisha Kana Kinyan Oilam, Eina Oichel. That is why the Torah ends up writing two words and writes the Lashon of Toshev and Sachar in order that we don't make that mistake, in order that we know that it doesn't make a difference if an Eved Ivri is only bought for a number of years or he's a Nirza and therefore he will be owned by the Kohen until Yovel. Then either case, this Eved Ivri cannot eat Truma. And Ayin and Rashi, who's bothered that L'chira, if the Gemara's Havmin is that the word Toshev is defined as an Eved Ivri that's owned for 6 years, so L'chira, how can we say that the word Toshev at the end result refers to an Eved Ivri that's a Nirza and is owned until Yovel? And Rashi explains that at this point, since it says two different Lashonis, and now the question is, how do we translate and how do we define both of these words? So then from the word Toshev, we could understand that it's referring to a Netzah. As now that we have two different words, then it makes sense that the Sacher is referring to someone that was bought by the Adon and was only bought for a specific amount of time, but someone that's called a Toshev is someone that's settled by the Adon, and that's someone that's settled for a long time, and therefore that's referring to a Netzah who is settled by the Adon until Yovel. Therefore, Rabbah proves from this Braisa there's a concept of Bazeh, Velimit Alzeh, and that's why the Torah tells us, V'yatzah Chinam in Kasef, in order that we should be able to learn that V'yatzah Chinam Elu Mei Bagas, and in Kasef Elu Mei Naris. If the Torah would have said only one term, then we may have thought that an Amaria only goes out free once she's a Begaris. And the Gemara continues that Amalei Abayas, Abayas says back to Rabbah, Me dummy, that how can you bring a Raya from this Braisa that there's a concept of Bazeh, Velimit Alzeh, but Hasam Trey Gufininu, Zilchiri over there, we're talking about two separate people, two completely separate entities, as we have an Eved Ivri that is acquired for 6 years, and we then have another type of Eved Ivri called a Nirza who remains with the other until Yovel. And Rashi says, and it's even possible that we have these two people simultaneously in the home of a Kohen. Therefore, Abaye continues, that even if the Torah wanted to specify and say that a Toshev that's a Nirza cannot eat Truma, and therefore, by right, there was a way that the Torah could have gotten away without writing the words of Toshev and Sacher, as if the Torah teaches us that a Nirza can't eat Truma, and he's not considered Kinyan Kasper the Kohen, so the Materius Kalvachim, we would understand that if there's an Eved Ivri that's only Kani Lashonim and is only acquired for 6 years, that certainly he would not be able to eat Truma. And even so, Abaye continues, V'hodakos of Idech, if the Torah would actually write the term Sacher, it wouldn't be a question as Havisacher Milsad Asim B'Kalvachim, even though, as we explained, that we'd be able to learn the din of a Sacher and the din of an Eved Ivri that's Kani Lashonim from a Kalvachim from Nirza. However, that would not be a reason why the Torah wouldn't write Sacher, and it wouldn't be considered a question of the Torah, because Milsad Asim B'Kalvachim, Torah B'Kosvul Akar, as we have a klal, that even though the Torah could teach us something through a Kalvachimah, which is actually one of the Shleisha Surimidis HaTorah in the Midrash Ben, but even so, the Torah still would write the word Sacher and wouldn't rely necessarily on a Kalvachimah. Therefore, since the Torah in any case would have written the word Toshev and Sacher, so the Torah didn't have to say that the Toshev is a Nirza, as we'd be able to learn from the concept of Bazel, Velim and Alzeh, that the Toshev is referring to a Nirza, and the Sacher is defined as an Eved Ivri that's Kana Lashonim. However, Abaye continues, Alahacha Chad Gufahi, over here we're talking about one woman, and the same woman that becomes a Naira goes out free, and if she becomes a Begaris, she also goes out free, and therefore, Kinafkala Benairis, Bebagus my Boyagabai, once a woman goes out when she became a Naira and she's no longer an Omaria, so therefore, it's impossible that an Omaria will actually be an Omaria at the point that she becomes a Begaris, and therefore, it's actually something which is nonsensical, and the Torah wouldn't use this concept of Bazeh, Belim, and Alzeh in a way that's nonsensical. And as Rashi says, Abhacha the Afka Kra Meshuse bin Narusa, Le Meshkachas La Omer Yotzu Bebagus, there will never be a case where an Omaria will go out when she's a Begaris. And how could the Torah tell us something which is not going to happen and will never occur? In this case, it doesn't make sense that the Torah would teach us and wouldn't use two different phrases really in order to teach us that the Omaria who becomes a Naira goes out and is Yotzu from the Adon. The Torah should have just stated, really, there's no reason for the Torah to have stated V'yatzah Chinam in Kasef. The Gemara continues that based on this question, Abaye brings a second understanding of this pasuk, that Elam Abaye, therefore Abaye says, L'nischa al-Bagad ha'ilnes, Ein Chinami, if all the Torah wanted to teach us is that a Naira goes out L'chiris and goes out Mershus Ha'odin, the Torah could have said V'yatzah Naira Chinam, But the reason why the Torah said v'yatzachinam ein kasev is to teach us that there is a case where there's a begeris that never was a naira, and that case that this person became a begeris, she would also go out l'chiris. And that scenario is where there's a woman who's an islandess, and a woman that's an islandess does not become a gedola until she is 20 years old. And the moment before she's 20 years old, she's considered a ketana. The moment after she's 20 years old, she becomes a begeris, and she doesn't have a stage of nairis. And as Abaye explained, sakhatet kamino benairis tepe bebagris loy tepe kamash one. One may have had a habmina that the only time that a woman goes out l'chiris and is no longer an amaria is only when she's a naira. But if she goes and becomes a begeris directly and never goes through a stage that she's a naira, one may think that she could never go out l'chiris based on becoming a begeris. Maybe the only way that a begeris would be able to go out l'chiris either if she redeems herself with kesef or if she works for the adin for a full 6 years. That is why the Torah had to tell us v'yatzachinam in kesef to teach us that not only does a naira go out l'chiris, but if there is a woman like an islandess who becomes a begeris and never becomes a naira, she would also go out from the reshus of adin once she becomes 20 and once she's considered a full-fledged gedola and a begeris. And the Gemara continues, maskul mar barbashi. So mar barbashi asked the following question on Baya, v'la'av kavachayma l'chayra there should be a kavachayma u'mas simanim she'im etziyam reshus av. Just like if a woman has simanim and she becomes a naira, she still would be reshus av, and her father still gets her ma'isei adayim, so it's still metziyam reshus adin that when she becomes a naira, she goes out from the reshus of adin. So bagashim metziyam reshus av, when a woman becomes a begeris, and even though she was an aylis, the father no longer has a right to her ma'isei adayim, so anything she metziyam reshus adin, certainly it should take her out from the reshus adin. And even if you're a baya, why would the Torah have to tell us v'yatzachinam ein kasef, if certainly the din would be that a woman would go out l'chiris based on becoming begeris? Keep in mind that the Gemara and Daftal and Beis will ask that l'chiris, how could Mar Barbashi ask this question to Abaya? Abaya just finished asking on Rabba based on the concept and based on the klal of milsad asu b'kavachoy metarach b'kasev l'kra, and therefore Abaya could have answered very simply to Mar Barbashi that the reason why the Torah still had to say v'yatzachinam ein kasef, as even though in a chenami you can learn the din of an islandess who begeris, b'kavachoy but the din of a begeris that goes out from the shus of a father, but the ma'isa the Torah still wanted to say both and wanted to teach us that there's a din that a naira goes out l'chiris and there's also a din that a begeris goes out l'chiris. And over here we're definitely talking about two separate bodies, as we're not talking about someone that was once a naira and then became a begeris, and therefore even Abaya agrees in this case that bazev v'limid alzeh. The ma'isa Mar Barbashi asks this question on Abaya, and therefore the original question is now shver according to Mar Barbashi, that why did the Torah have to write v'yatzachinam in kasef if the Torah could have just written v'yatzin naira chinam? And the Gemara therefore says elam Mar Barbashi, therefore Mar Barbashi teaches us a third teretz le'nitzcha el kazvina da'ilanis, that the pasuk of v'yatzachinam in kasef is actually coming to teach us a specific din b'negia the original sale of an islandess. We will learn the Gemara with a slightly different gersa, and this will be based on Taisa Diva Masal the loy asis simoni nairis loy havis vinis vina, and we will see that Taisa in a moment. Mar Barbashi explains that sacha dat chamina, if the Torah would have just taught us the din of a naira, we may think the masis simoni nairis havis vinis vina, that if there's a woman who eventually will bring simoni nairis, then her original sale was a valid sale, and therefore once she becomes a naira, she will go out free. However, we may have thought that if there was a woman who would never become a naira, and for example, if there's a woman that is an islandess and therefore she goes directly from being a ketana to becoming a begeris, and the loy masi simoni nairis, there was a woman that will never bring simoni nairis, loy av izvin izvina, maybe the original sale would not have been a valid sale, and the sale would be considered batal. We continue and after alam beis kamash one v'yatzachinam en kasev, and that is why the Torah specified both of these terms and said v'yatzachinam en kasev in order to teach us that not only does a naira go out free, but even an islandess who's a begeris goes out free. And mainly we see that even though once this woman is 20, we now realize that she was always an islandess, and therefore one may have thought that father never had a right to sell her, kamash blon, that the sale was a valid sale, and she was always considered a full-fledged amavria until she became 20, and we realize that she's an islandess, and she became a begeris at that point. The Gemara continues, l'mar barbashi, da'amar v'laf kavachemu, that mar barbashi's question on Abaya was that l'chira, by saying that there's a woman that goes out free when she's an ayra, certainly will be able to learn a kavachemu that if there's an islandess who only becomes a begeris, that she will also go out free from the adin. And as he said, the Gemara is that how can Mar Barbashi ask this question on Abaya, harminam, but we said beforehand that even Abaya agreed to the klal that milsad asu b'kavachayma tarach v'kasav l'kra, and therefore it makes sense that even though it is milsad asu b'kavachayma, we could have learned the din of b'bagris da'ilanis from a kavachayma, but still the Torah said the pasuk v'yatzachinam in kasav in order to teach us specifically that an omeria who is an islandess goes out free when she becomes a begeris. And the Gemara answers that certainly Mar Barbashi understood this klal of milsad asu b'kavachayma tarach v'kasav l'kra, and even so he asked this question on Abaya because hanimila hechad lekel l'shnuyeh, that the only time that we we say this klal of milsad asid b'chav v'chayim and terech v'kasav l'kra is only as a last resort, and if we don't have any other teretz, aval hechad the ikel l'shnuyim mishninan. However, when we have a better teretz, then we'd rather use the different teretz and not come on to this idea of milsad asid b'chav v'chayim and terech v'kasav l'kra. Therefore, since Rav Ashi felt that there's a better limud, and we can learn now from the pasuk v'yatzachinim and kesef le'ikas zvina da'ilunis. Therefore, Rav Ashi asked this question on Abaya. He didn't believe it was proper to go with the klal of milsad asid b'chav v'chayim and terech v'kasav l'kra, since he did have another teretz. And before we continue with the next gemara, let's just go back to two taisis on Daf Dalam and Alav. Number one, taisis Dibam Maskel v'yatzachinim ilumein bagros in kesef ilumein nairis points out that v'im taima b'reisha havel ilumikad ilumein nairis v'hodiyim mein bagros. Since a woman becomes a nair first and only afterwards becomes a begaris, therefore the seder pasuk should have been v'yatzachinim ilumein nairis and in kesef ilumein bagros. And taisis insists v'yishleim hashem in kesef tzarich l'ukum ilumein nairis, that since we will have to use the term of in kesef to teach us the din b'negeir naira k'dam el havel yesh kesef l'ad nacha the haim ilumein nairis, which is referring to the days of nairis, the in of zaka b'kedusha b'ita begaris, as certainly a father is not zaka in the kedusha of his daughter who's a begaris. And therefore, when the pasuk says in kesef and we have a lima b'negeir kesef kedusha for a father, therefore it must be referring to a naira. And l'chayra, keep in mind that this taisis actually comes at the end of the sugya. L'chayra, once we come to the end of the sugya, then certainly the first word of yatzachinam should be going on begaris, because if the Torah would only say one, then as the Gemara points out, we would say that's referring to a begaris and not to a naira at all. Therefore, some explain that this taisis really should be at the beginning of the sugya and prior to the Gemara asking the question of l'chayrachman and nairis v'loy b'yay bagris. However, if you think about it deeper, then l'chayra, it could be that this taisis is actually in the right spot, and it's actually over here because Taisis is trying to explain based on Abaya, who now learns that talking about two different people via Abaya, actually the greater chiddush is that even the islandess who becomes a begaris will go out free, and therefore it would have made sense that v'yatzachinam is going on an ayra and the inkasav is going on a begaris, and certainly according to Marav Ashi this would be so as well. Potentially that is why Taisis asked this question at this point. As we mentioned, when we learned the sugya, we learned the sugya based on the Taisis at the bottom of Amid, which states as follows: in time of the katnas, ech nedish le tovis simoni nairis, the simoni nairis, hainuk shi bas esrim vole yavia sairis, that l'chira, how could it say in the Gemara that if someone doesn't bring simoni nairis, that it's not going to be a zvino, if at that point, when she was a katana, when the father sold her, he didn't know that she'll be an islandess, even if when this young girl already presented some simoni islandess, as Taisa says, that one of the simoni is, koi la avo, o en shupula me'el, kenoshim, well, the maisa we know that until she presents all of the simoni islandess, that she's not considered an islandess until she's 20 years old, and at that point she becomes a gdola immediately. And l'chira, how could you have a case where a man will sell his daughter and he knew that she was an islandess and the sale would not be a valid sale? And therefore Taisa says v'yishleim d'hachikama that in chinami, the Gemara does not mean that at the time that the father sold her he knew she was an islandess and therefore the sale was not a sale, but the Gemara's havmina was that if the father sold his daughter who was at that point a ketana, she now worked for the Adon for a bunch of years, only at that point did they realize that she was an islandess, then the mekach would be batel and mafreya, as it turns out that she was always an islandess, and therefore, potentially, the father never had a right to sell her. Taisa points out that nafka mina would be that since at this point we see l'mafreya that the sale was never a sale, therefore, v'tzarcha adon l'hachsa maisel, therefore the adon would have to return any of the wages, the av yachsa kesef, and the father would return the money to the adon, the gam in shaykh, but din yud im yodo, and if a master married her off based on the din of yud that we will learn later on, l'mafreya, we see that that yud was not valid, as we now see l'mafreya that the adon never had a right to marry her off. The Gemara continues that even though on Daf Gimel Beis where the Gemara is for Kesef Minolan, and the Gemara brought from Yehuda in the name of Rav, who's of course an Amira, that stated that we learned this out from the Pasuk V'yatzachin Amein Kesef, and we already have in Makar that Reuven could be Mekadesh a woman by giving her Kesef. However, the Gemara now states V'tana Maisla Mahacha, that even though we saw an Amira, Rabbi Yehuda Rav, that brought us the Pasuk V'yatzachin Amein Kesef, however, as we will see, that there's a Tana in a Braisa that learns it from another Pasuk. Finally, the Gemara gets back to the Limud that we saw on that Beis and Aleph, that we learned the din of kesef from kichel kichel mistei yafrin, and the Gemara states that Tanya, as we learned in the brayso, ki yikachi shisha ubala v'hayim leisin sechayim be'inav ki matzah be'erves dava, that the pasuk tells us b'negei kedushin, if a person marries a woman and he has beer with her, he then doesn't find favor in his eyes ki matzah be'erves dava, as he found a dvar ever, and the pasuk b'negei kedushin used the lashon of kicha and ein kicha el bekesef, and we learn out that the lashon kicha refers to kesef v'cheinu oima, as we see when Avram bought a sada and he bought the ma'aser mechpelah from Ephraim. The pasuk says, "Nasati kesef hasada." I have given you the kesef for the sada. Kach bimeni, take it from me. And Rashi is bothered that the Gemara on that Bezim and Aleph, the Gemara stated the kesef in Nolan, and we learned gama kicha kicha mistei Ephraim ksev hacha kicha kishisha the ksev hasam nasati kesef hasada kach bimeni. Therefore, we see that a man could be mekadesh his wife by using kesef, and Rashi's bothered that why is it in Agamar we brought the entire pasuk of kikach ishisho bala v'hayim leisin sechayim be'inav ki matzabar eves dava. Rashi explains because if the pasuk would have said kikach ishisho, so one may think that it's just talking about a man and wife that get together and it's not necessarily referring to kedushin, and who said that anything actually occurred based on this man taking this woman, and therefore Rashi says that since the Torah continues and says v'hayim leisin sechayim be'inav ki matzabar eves dava v'chasav la sefer krisis, and he had to write for a get, therefore as Rashi says v'tzricha kosev get l'petrim kichazu, once we see that the Torah requires that she has to be given a get in order to pater from this kicha, and therefore we see that the kinyan ishus k'dichsiv sefer dekrav v'hayim leisin sechayim be'inav, and therefore we see that there actually was a kinyan that occurred there, and since the Torah used the lashon of kicha, therefore we see based on the limud of kicha kicha that kinyan was done through kesef. And the Gemara continues that why do we need a gzeirah shavah kicha kicha to teach us that a woman could be kanui through kesef, but l'maisa v'aloidinu l'chari should be based on the kavah chayma u'ma amavriya she'in nixiz b'biya nixiz b'kesef. There's just like an amavriya who can't be kanui to the other and through biya, she could be acquired through kesef zu she'nixiz b'biya, so an isha that could be acquired through biya ain't a din she'tikna b'kesef, it must be that she could be kanui through kesef as well. And the Gemara answers yivama techiach, that'll bring a raya from yivama, which is the din of ishes she'nixiz b'biya, that even though she's nixiz b'biya v'ain nixiz b'kesef, and she's not acquired through kesef, and therefore been a gay and isha as well, even though it's true that the pasuk says ubala, and therefore we learn that she could be acquired through biya, but not necessarily would she be able to be acquired through kesef, just like we find when they gave another din of ishes, which is the din of yavama. And Rashi is bothered that we know that yavama is nikkus b'kesef, as there is a din of maima. And Rashi says that of course we're not talking about maima, that that's the only a din rabbanon. And Rashi says yavama in nikkus b'kesef li yavam liyas ke'ishtoi lahitzia beget b'lei chalitza ki le'af l'kamon. And we learn this based on the pasuk that states later yavama yavi alea v'yibma biya gemeris ba v'in kesef gemeba. That the only way for yavama to be connected to the yavam is only through biya. However, midraisa kesef does not work by yavama. And the Gemara continues and says that l'chayu this kavuchayma is really a valid kavuchayma, as you can't answer me and respond to me based on yavama. It's mali yavama shekin ein niklus b'shtar. That maybe the reason why yavama is only acquired through the use of biya and not through kesef is because she also doesn't have the ability to be acquired through a shtar. In tayim bezu she niklus b'shtar. However, since a man can be mekadesh his wife either using a shtar or biya, therefore the kavuchayma should be valid, and we should be able to learn that just like an amaviya who can't be connected through the use of biya and can be connected through shtar and kesef, therefore a woman who can be kanui through shtar and biya should also be able to be nikness through kesef. And at this point of the Gemara, it seems that we would not need the pasuk of kikach ishisha, and we wouldn't need the gzeirah shavah kikach kikach mistei afrin. But the brisa continues tam leima kikach ishisha, and immediately the Gemara asks halam likra haasila the lechayu, why would we need the pasuk of kikach ishisha, and why would we have to learn kikach kikach mistei afrin in order to teach us kesef? But we already had this kavachayma, and we just said that the kavachayma is valid. As we said, we can't shlug up the kavachayma from yivama, and therefore we should be able to learn the din of kesef from a kavachayma from amavriya. And the Gemara answers Amar Rabashi. Rabashi explains mishum de iklamima meikar de din of pecha, what the brisa means to say, and even without trying to bring in the case of yivama in order to prove that the kavachayma is not valid, we would not be able to use this kavachayma as from the actual limud itself and from the kavachayma from amavriya. We'll be able to show you why the kavachayma is not valid. And as the Gemara explains mehecha kamaisla me amavriya, where are you trying to learn kesef kedushin from an amavriya? And that is not a valid limud, because mala amavriya shekin yetsu b'kesef. It's possibly the reason why an amavriya could be niklas b'kesef is because an amavriya can go out by using kesef. And as we know, that the Torah teaches us that if a woman becomes an amavriya and she's still within the first 6 years of working for the master, she could still be paid to herself by redeeming herself through kesef. And as the pasuk says v'hafta, and as Rashi says v'hil v'kesef chashav b'alef teisa, and since we see that she could use kesef in order to redeem herself, so chashav dami l'kleisa, so kesef is a valid kinyan even when acquiring it on Maria. Time bezu she'ini yitzah b'kesef. However, b'negei a marriage, since we know that a woman cannot go out and leave a marriage through kesef, and as Rashi says, the pasuk says save for krisis, save for karsa ve'in dava achar karsa. Therefore, solely based on the kavachayma, we would not have a makar that a man can be mekadesh his wife by using kesef. Tamal loyma, and therefore we need a pasuk of kikach ishisha. Before we continue, let's point out that it seems clear from our Gemara that the only reason why the Gemara asked the question of Aloydinu is only now at this point, once we said that the Makar, the Kesef Minolon, is from Kichach Kichach Mistei Afrin. And L'chayr, why would this question be a question even when we had the limud of Yatzachinam and Kesef? And L'chayr, it's poshut that based on the limud of Yatzachinam and Kesef, so in a chanami, potentially we could say that really there is a Kavachayma. And really, in order to understand that a person can be Makadish, a woman using Kesef, we learn it from this Kavachayma. But even so, the Torah had to tell us Chinam and Kasav, in order to teach us that once a father is Mekadosh his daughter, that's a Ketana or Naira, that he receives and he keeps the Kesav Kedushin, as we learn out, V'yatzach Chinam in Kasav, and Kasav Ladun Zeh, Aviyesh Kasav Ladun Acher. However, now that the Tana taught us that we learn Kesav Kedushin from Kichah Kichah Mistei Afrin, then the only limud that we learn from there is the din, that there is the ability for a husband to Mekadosh his wife by using Kesav. So L'chari, why do we need that Pasuk at all? If L'chari, we could learn it from a Kal V'chaima, from an Amar Avriyah. And the Gemara continues that even though it's seen that we have two different limudim, we have the limud of Rabbi Yehuda and Rav to teach us the din of Kesav from Yatzach Chinam and Kasav, and we have the limud that we just learned from the Braisa of Kicha Kicha Mistei Afrin, but the Gemara will now seem to say that both of these limudim are necessary, and we actually are learning the din of Kesav from both the Pasuk of Yatzach Chinam and Kasav, and from the limud of Kicha Kicha Mistei Afrin. And L'chari, if we don't learn this way, it would come out that according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav that learns from Yatzach Chinam and Kasav, it would be a bit tzarech bia why our Mishnah stated Ha'isha Niknes if it should have used the Lashon Ha'isha Miskadeshes. However, other Mefarshim seem to say that Rashi actually does not learn the Gemara this way. However, we will not learn our Gemara this way, and we will learn that our Gemara feels that we need both the limud of Yatzach Chinam and Kasav and the limud of Kicha Kicha Mistei Afrin in order to teach us that a man can be Mekadesh his wife by using Kasav. And the Gemara continues V'isruch L'michtov Yatzach Chinam V'isruch L'michtov Kikachish, that will mean you need both the Psukim of Yatzach Chinam and Kasav and the Pasuk of Kikachish in order to teach us that a man can be Mekadesh his wife by using Kasav. The Ikas Rachmana Kikach, as the Torah would only say Kikach, have mina Kedushin the Yavlo Baal the Da'avo. Maybe as we learned beforehand that even though the Maisei Dayim of a Ketana of a Naira goes to the father, however, her Kesav Kedushin would belong to her. Therefore, Kas Rachmana V'yatzach Chinam in Kasav, and that's why the Torah had to say V'yatzach Chinam in Kasav, that in Kesav Ladin Zeh, Aviyesh Kesav Ladin Acher, and the father receives the Kesav Kedushin of his daughter who's a Ketana or a Naira, V'yikas Rachmana V'yatzach Chinam, as the Torah would only taught us the Pasuk V'yatzach Chinam in Kasav, have a mina Hechad Yava Ilididei V'kidashtai Habi Kedushin, that we might think that even if Rachel would actually give Kesav Kedushin to her husband, that would actually create Kedushin. Even if Rachel would say, Hiskadish li b'kesav zeh, the Kedushin would be chal. As Rashi says, that if we learn the din of Kesav Kedushin from the Pasuk of Yatzach Chinam in Kesav, so the Kivin Hashmina, the Kesav of an Ishus, once we see that Kesav is a valid way to create Ishus, Mali Kesav didei, Mali Kesav dida, why would there be a chiluk between her Kesav or his Kesav? Therefore, as the Gemara says, Kasav Rachmana, Kiikach v'loi Kisikach, and that's why the Torah had to tell us, Kiikach Ishisha, that the only way that Kedushin could be chal is only if the man acquires the woman, gives her the Kesav. However, if the woman gives the money to the husband, that would not be a valid Kedushin. Ayin Taisa Dima Masal, Kasav Rachmana, Kiikach v'loi Kisikach Ishul Ish, that Taisa is bothered that in Chanami we had to learn the limud of Kiikach in order to teach us that a man has to acquire and has to be Mekadosh his wife, and a woman can't be the one who gives the Kesav Kedushin to her husband. However, Lemaisa, we still don't know why we needed the limud and the Gzeir Shav of Kicha Kicha Mistei Afrin in order to teach us that a man could acquire his wife by using Kesav. If L'chir, that we could already learn from the Pasuk of Yatzach Chinam in Kesav and Ayin and Taisis. Also, Ayin and Taisis, Diba Maskel, Hecha Diabel Lidei V'kidashtoi, as Taisis brings that Rashi says, Shai Meris, that she says to her husband, Harei Ata Mekudesh Li, the Kashan Taisis says, Shari Be'ish in Nafal Lashi Kedushin, the Lashi Kedushin is not relevant to a man, Shai Nesa Bekach L'Shai Noshim, because through this Kedushin, a man does become also to other women. And as we explained previously, that the Lashon Kedushin is the Lashon that the man is asking his wife, Akuli Almo Kehegdish, and L'chari, that's not relevant in the gay man. And based on this question, Taisa says, V'yish L'faris, Shem Meris, Harei Ani Mekudesh Aslach, that even though Rachel is giving the Kesav Kedushin to her husband, but she says to him, that I'll become Mekudesh to you, and I will only be Mutter to you, and I'll be Asa Akuli Almo Kehegdish, by me giving Kesav Kedushin to you. The Gemara continues that our Mishnah said that a woman is nicknamed to her husband, Bekesav B'shtar Rabia, and the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, and we learn out that since the Pasuk says Ubala, Milamish Nikus Babia, a man can be Makadish his wife by using Bia. And the Gemara says, why do we need the Pasuk Ubala? But Lachari, we should learn this out of a Kaval Chayma, who my Yavamish ain't Nikus Bekesav Nikus Babia, that just like Yavama, who is not Nikus through Kesav, can be acquired through Bia, Zush Nikus Bekesav ain't Din Shinikus Babia. And therefore, if we know that a man can be Makadish his wife by using Kesav, even though Kesav is not showing any Bailus and any Ishus, so certainly he should be able to use Bia in order to acquire her, as Bia is a Maisa of Bailis and a Maisa of Ishus. The Gemara continues, Amavriya Techiach, I bring your right from Amavriya that this Kavachim is not correct. She Niklis Bekesav, that although a master can acquire his Amavriya by using Kesav, but in Niklis Bebia, he can't go and do Bia with her, and that would not be a valid acquisition. And the Gemara responds that you can't ask me a Piercha from the case of Amavriya to the case of Ishus, as Malo Amavriya Shein Kinyon Lashim Ishus. As Rashi explains that since the Kinyon of Amavriya is not for Ishus and it's only for work, Hilkach Le Shaykh Babia, so So B is not relevant to the Pasha of Maria, as has no shaykhis to a marriage. However, by a woman, where her kinyan is b'negeya ishus and for marriage, so therefore we can have a kavu chayim from Yavama that she should be able to be nicholas through Bia. And therefore, even though it seems that we have the al kavu chayim, once again the Brisa jumps the gun and says that we have the pasuk of Ubala to teach us that a woman is nicholas of Bia. And once again, the Gemara is v'lam likra ha'asila. Why would we need the pasuk of Ubala if we just said that the kavu chayim is the al kavu chayim? Once again, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi responds, Mishum de'ikalameima mi'kardadina pecha, that we were able to say that you don't even have to come on to an Amar Vriya in order to show why this kavu chayim is not a valid kavu chayim between the din of Yibum and the din of Ishus, because the entire kavu chayim doesn't even get off the ground, as from Yivama itself we would not be able to learn the din of Ishus, as Mehech Kamaislam Yivama, even though you want to try to learn a kavu chayim from the din of Yibum, but Mali Yivama Shekin Sukuka Vaymedes, that maybe we would say that it makes sense that a Yivama could be acquired through Bia, because Lemaisa, she already had Kedushin from her original husband, and as we know, if Reuven and Rachel are married and Reuven dies without having any children, then Rachel is actually a Shemeres Yavam, and she still is considered attached to her original husband Reuven. It's as if Shimon is replacing Reuven, and the original Kedushin of Reuven is still valid. And as Rashi says, that Shekein Zkuka by Medes Lezeh Machbis Kedusha Meis, therefore, B'negei Yibam, it makes sense that Bia could be Koina, because Bia is coming to be Goyma the Ishus, and now they're considered full fledged husband and wife. However, as the Gemara continues, Time Bezu Shein Zkuka by Medes, B'negei a regular case of Ishus, where Reuven wants to be Makadesh Rachel Lechatchila, so over there, there's not considered a full-fledged marriage at that point, and it's only considered Erisin. And as Rashi says, Av Kinyan Meikar Loi, to create a Kinyan from the beginning and to create Kedushin, which doesn't create a Chalois of Nesuyin. So over there, it wouldn't make sense necessarily that a man should be able to Mimkadish his wife by using Bia, and therefore the Kav Chayim doesn't begin. That's why the Brisa stated, Tamon Loim Ubala, that we need the Pasuk of Ubala to teach us that not only B'negei Yibam could a man acquire his wife with Bia, but even B'negei Kedushin, Reuven can be Mimkadish his wife, Rachel, by using Bia. And I ain't Taisa Diva Maskel Bolo Milam and Shinikas Bia, that Taisa is Pim Taima, Tape Glaim, the Chsib Kikach, the Mashman Nami, Loshim Bia, Kamai Kula Kicha, the Rayas, that Lachari, why do we need the Pasuk of Bolo if the Torah says Kikach Shisha? Every time we see the Loshim Kicha, Benegea Rayas, it's referring to Bia, as certainly it can't be talking about marriage because Kedushin is not Taifas by Chai Bekrisis. As the Pasuk says, Isha Shikach is a Chaisai, the Isha Lachaisa Lysikach, Isha Shikach is Isha Sachiv, and over there it's not referring to marriage and it's referring to Bia. And Taisa insists that generally the word kiikach is not necessarily referring to Bia, and it's only in the psukim where there's no other way to translate the lashon kiikach, then we would explain it as a lashon of Bia, and therefore the Gemara still has to come on to the lashon of Bala to teach us that a woman can be connected to her husband through Bia, and we will stop over here.